بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه. الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحابته الغر الميامين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اكتبنا منهم. أسأل الله عز وجل، I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He first opens the eyes of my heart, the ears of my heart to His dhikr. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يفتح مصيرة قلبي ومسامع قلبي لذكره عز وجل. وأدعو الله And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives you the same and more, inshaAllah ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, as we continue our journey in picking up the pearls from the heart of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ما من القلوب قلب إلا وله سحابة، ما من القلوب قلب إلا وله سحابة، كسحابة القمر بينما القمر يضيء إذ علته سحابة إذ تجلت. All the قلوب of the children of Adam, all the hearts, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sometimes are covered by cloud. Like the cloud that covers, sometimes passes across a full moon. While the moon is shining fully, suddenly, as the cloud passes by, there is no light. And as the cloud moves, it is shining again. So he said, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the qulub of Bani Adam and the qulub also of good people and of righteous people and of those whose qulub see, sometimes this happens. When Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked by one of his students about why sometimes one is in a state of elation, a state of clarity, and a state of knowing, and then suddenly something he always knew, she always knew, something clear, becomes for a moment or some time unclear, ambiguous. He said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the same thing. This is what he told me. ما من القلوب قلب إلا وله سحابة كسحابة القمر بينما القمر ضيء. بينما القمر ضيء إذ علته سحابة استجلت. ساده صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. And he taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as we've been also sometimes learning together, that the qulub are different types. And in this text related, marfu'an wa mawquufan, related sometimes as a text said by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sometimes a text said by the companion Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala. He said al-qulub arba'a. There are five types of hearts of qulub. Qalbun ajrad fihi sirajun yuzhir fadhalika qalbul mu'min. Qalbun ajrad fihi sirajun yuzhir fadhalika qalbul mu'min. A qalb that is ajrad, emptied, cleared. And that clearance of the qalb is the clearance of the qalb from the attachments of those elements and of those humum that are not the humum about al-ma'ad, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qalbun ajrad, emptied. It has its own resonance. SubhanAllah. Fihi, and that resonance is Noor. Noor min Allah Azza wa Jal. Yuzhir, radiating, shining. That peace of the qalb that the abd has, as that abd is in uns with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as that abd is in focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as that abd is in ikhlas and sidq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's that Noor that produces in sharah fi sadr an elation and comfort. Qalbun ajradu fihi sirajun yuzhir fadhalika qalbun mu'min. That is the qalb of a mu'min. That is the qalb of a mu'min. The second type of qalb, wa qalbun aghlaf, aghlaf, upon which there is a ghilaf, there is a cover. And because there is a cover, in other words, it does not allow for light to penetrate it. It does not receive light properly. Aghlaf, said he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. When they say their hearts are covered, says Allah, nay, it is Allah who sealed their qulub, shut them, locked them. And that is why they can't see truth as truth. They can't see good as good. They can't see evil as evil. They can't see right as right. Even if it is in front of them, even if they live with it, they can see it. Even if it is repeated to them, they can see it. Aghlaf. And he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَذَلِكَ قَلْبُ الْكَافِرِ. That is the qalb of the kafir. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shield all of us from the characteristics, close to the characteristics of the qalb of a kafir. And a qalb that is even worse after this. Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa qalbun mankus. Wa qalbun mankus. A qalb that is reverted, upside down, or inverted, rather, sorry. Upside down, not in any physical sense. And how is it upside down? He says, Allah, listen, فَذَٰلِكَ قَلْبُ الْمُنَافِقَ. That is the qalb of the munafiq. عَرَفَ ثُمَّ أَنْكَر وَأَبْصَرَ ثُمَّ أَمِي. قلب المنافق is a qalb that is munafiq. It is upside down. It is inverted. It does not see truth as truth. It does not see falsehood as falsehood. It used to be in a state, and that state was changed completely in inversion. For it used to, as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it used to know, then denied. It used to know. It's not a qalb that never knew. It used to know, then denied. It used to see, then became blind. It used to know, and then denied. It used to see, and then became blind. That is the qalb of the munafiq. وَقَلْبٌ تَمُدُّهُ مَادَّتَانِ مَادَّةُ إِيمَانِ وَمَادَّةُ نِفَاقِ فَهُوَ لِمَا غَلَبَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُمَا. وَقَلْبٌ تَمُدُّهُ مَادَّتَانِ. And a qalb that is fed by two substances. One substance of iman and one substance of nifaq. فَهُوَ لِمَا غَلَبَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُمَا. Sometimes that heart takes the identity of a mu'min and would behave, consequently the individual would behave and do things that a mu'min does. Speaks things that the mu'min speaks. Feels things that the mu'min feels. And at other times it is the opposite, because he is also fed by the madda, by the substance and the source of nifaq. And sometimes it is the opposite, behaves and conducts himself, wal-iyadu billah, or herself, like kafir. For that's nifaq. In his or her feelings, in his or her words, in his or her acts. And that happens depending on which of the two sources dominates his or her qalb, dominates his or her life. Which one is stronger on the individual at some moment or at some time, that is the identity that that qalb takes. A'adhan Allah wa iyyakum. Al-qulubu arba'a. Qulubun qalbun ajrad. Qalbun ajrad. Fihi sirajun yuzhir. Fadhalika qalbul mu'min wa qalbun aghlaf. Fadhalika qalbul kafir wa qalbun mankus. فذلك قلب منافق عرف ثم أنكر وأبصر ثم عمي. وقلب تمده مادتان، مادة إيمان ومادة نفاق، فهو لما غلب عليه منهما. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear our قلوب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. اللهم ارزقنا قلبا أجردا فيه سراج يزهر. Ya Rab. Again, the pearl of pearls, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, tells us more about the state of the qulub and how our deeds and our amal and our words and our thoughts and our feelings affect also. It's a feedback loop. Affect our qulub. When he also said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنُ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَعَرْضِ الْحَصِيرِ عُودًا عُودًا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ عُودًا عُودًا فَأَيُّ قَلْبٍ أُشْرِبَهَا nukitat fihi nuktatun sawda. وأي قلب أنكرها نكتت فيه نكتة بيضاء حتى تصير القلوب على قلبين. قلب أبيض مثل الصفا فلا تضره فتنة ما دامت السماوات والأرض. والآخر أسود أو الآخر أسود مربادا كالكوز مجخيا لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا إلا ما أشرب من هواه إلا ما أشرب من هواه. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the qulub, the hearts of man, are subjected to trials and tribulations, to fitan, to afflictions of all sorts, of the shahwa type and of the shubha type, the physical type, the philosophical type, the intellectual type, of all types of fitan, of the material type, of the abstract type. Fitan, tests, tribulations, trials, afflictions. تعرض الفتن على القلوب رحمك الله كعرض الحصير عودا عودا. Like the mat, you know, mat is when they, I think it has, this indicates that when in the traditional way you make mats and عود by عود comes one after the other, oud by oud. You know, they take line by line, line by line, line by line. Comes one next and next and the next and the next. Oud and ouda. And then he says, Larson, these fitan to which the qulub are exposed, and as they come, which means they come wave after wave, wave after wave, wave after wave. فأي قلب أشربها نكتت فيه نكتة سوداء. There are, in other words, two different types of qulub. One qalb, the qulub respond in this way. There are some qulub that will ushribaha. It means they will be soaked in fitna. They will absorb it. They will be in it and they will be soaked with fitna in their qulub. Alhamdulillah. It is not just external, it penetrates them. Ushribaha, it's satiated with that fitna inside. Saturated with that fitna inside. Ushribaha. فأي قلب أشربها نكتت فيه نكتة سوداء. The spiritual consequence of that is a dark spot on the qalb. Is a dark spot on the qalb. And then the opposite occurs. If the qalb, and the other qalb that denies that fitna, that rejects that fitna, does not allow it in his or her qalb, does not receive it and absorb it in his or her qalb, and entertains it in his or her qalb, and accept it in his or her qalb. الفتن في العقيدة والفتن في الأخلاق والفتن في ما هو صدق وما هو كذب ما هو حق وما هو باطل. And how can, as exposed to different views and to different challenges, إلى غير ذلك, especially in a world where everyone says what they want to say and everyone is happy to say what they want to say, and we receive that. The second response is this, of acceptance, of espousing those views, of espousing those feelings, of allowing them to be in our qulub, indulging them, entertaining them, thinking about them even sometimes. And then when the qalb does not do that, when the qalb does not allow for that and rejects that, does not allow that, then says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then تُنْكَتُ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ بَيْضَاءُ. On the contrary, part of the qalb, spot of the qalb is cleared. It's cleared. Injila. That is that clearance that happens in the qalb. That spiritual, interdimensional qalb. A clearance into the deep recesses of the qalb, into the sirr of the qalb, to receive ilm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is injila'ul qulub. When the qulub are cleared, the matasfal qulub, that's a window opened into the alam of ilham, into the world of inner ilm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants into the qalb. That contributes to that, my dear brothers and sisters. Until he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qulub then, as a result of this exposure to fitan and to challenges and to trials, and then until you have two types of qulub. One is abyad, clear, until the qalb becomes a qalb that is clear like the safa, you know, the rock, the barren rock, and it is soft. You know, sometimes you find those types of rock. Where do we find them? Do you know? Where do we find them usually? Around the shores of some lakes and rivers, and it is melsa. You know, it's very soft. You put your hand on it; it's very soft. It's not rough. It's very soft. Safa. Until it becomes, the qalb becomes that soft, that clear, said he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then فلا تضره فتنة, as a consequence, that qalb will not be harmed and hurt by any other fitna as long as the heavens and earth exist. And that is certainly qalbun sahihun, qalbun sahih. It's qalb that is in health, as we have also learned through that beautiful ayah in the Quran, when Allah taught us that which of the qulub are affected by fitna and which of the qulub is not affected by fitna, in that ayah in Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah tells us that is done, that becomes a fitna for the qalb that is marid and the qalb that is qasi. But the qalb that is mu'min not only is not affected, but it grows stronger in the face of that challenge, like that body that was made to receive certain elements in the process of vaccination, if you will, because it's a healthy body, then it produces antibodies, and that bacteria or that virus does not affect it because it's strong and healthy. Then it produces antibodies, and when it produces antibodies, it becomes even stronger than it was before. The fitna, that virus, that spiritual virus or intellectual virus, shubha virus or shahwa virus, when it enters that qalb, that is the qalb in health, in sahha, then that qalb is not affected by it. On the contrary, sometimes it grows even stronger. لا تضره فتنة ما دامت السماوات والأرض. And then the other type of qulub, as a consequence of this exposure to fitan, that qalb that was soaked by fitna, that qalb that received fitna and accepted it and indulged in it and entertained it, and those doubts that are generated, and with each doubt, that is that nukta, with its shak, with its dhan, with its doubt, is nukta, the dark spot, until the qalb becomes aswada murbada, becomes dark, and murbad or murbad is a darkness that is a blackness that is ugly. There is blackness and blackness. There is soft, clean, you know, subhanAllah, we see a soft, clean blackness, very clean. It's you know, a mu'min, for example, with a dark complexion, with a black complexion, and whose iman is inside, you can see light on his face. and a mu'min of white complexion with nifaq in his or her qalb and lies, you can see القطرة والغبرة على وجهه. Subhanallah. So it's very interesting that the Rasulullah ﷺ qualifies Aswad with more bad. It's a darkness that is, if you know the word qatara and ghabara, it's a color in the face that is not pure. It's ugly. It's not, at least to say, it's not comforting to the eye to look at it. And then that qalb is like that because of a succession of those nukat, those spots, those dark spots. It's a consequence of allowing the fitan in the qalb and perhaps even acting in accordance with this fitan constantly. And then he becomes kalkuzi mujakhiya, like again a tilted glass. If you put water in a tilted glass, in an inclined glass, will water remain in the glass? Will it remain? No. In other words, any good thing you put, any water you put in it, in that qalb, any ilm you infuse in it, in that qalb, it rejects it, because it is not stable. Mujakhiya, upside down. Ma'ila, mujakhiya. And that mail and that zayg and that inclination that exists in the qalb, that is how that qalb sees others. That's how that qalb sees the world, in accordance to his or her mail, inclination. And the ilm that it receives, it does not absorb it. The water of life that it receives, it does not keep it. It keeps on falling. It keeps on spilling out. La, and that's why he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا يعرف معروفا, does not recognize that which is khair. لا يعرف معروفا, doesn't know, doesn't recognize that which is ma'roof, that which is khair, that which is good, that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is beautiful, does not recognize it. وَلَا يُنْكِرُ مُنْكَرًا, nor does it deny inside of it in particular that which is munkar, that which is to be rejected by the shara'. لِأَنَّ الْمُنْكَرَ مَا أَنْكَرَهُ الشَّرَعَ وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مَا عَرَفَهُ وَعَرَّفَهُ الشَّرَعَ. So it does not deny that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises and dislikes and his Rasul, and it doesn't care about that because it is inclined, my dear brothers and sisters. A'adhan Allah wa iyyakum. Illa ma ushriba min hawa. The only thing it accepts is that is that which it soaked by the power of its hawa, the power of its own inclinations, its own already pre-existing thoughts and assumptions and likes and dislikes and tendencies and inclinations. Only that it accepts. Illa ma ushriba min hawa, my dear brothers and sisters. Nas'alullah lana wa lakum al-afiyah. Some qulub are so, subhanAllah, so special, so soft, so caring, so gentle. You know, that Rasulullah ﷺ describes them in this way, and they would be in Jannah. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, يدخل الجنة أقوام أفئدتهم مثل أفئدة الطير. يدخل الجنة أقوام أفئدتهم مثل أفئدة الطير. Said he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there shall enter Jannah peoples, individuals, whose qulub, whose af'ida, whose hearts are like those of birds. Are like the hearts of birds. You know, and the heart of bird denotes, you know, fragility and riqqa and softness, and denotes also care, denotes the absence of rudeness, the absence of ruthlessness. It's like a bird. Like a bird's heart, very soft. Alhamdulillah. Very soft, very gentle. And again, the concept of rifq is introduced here, certainly through this text, and that that rifq, that gentleness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us a lot when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak to us about virtues. And rifq is one of the most important and most beloved virtues to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كان الرفق في شيء إلا زانه ومن تزع الرفق من شيء إلا شانه. Whenever rifq, gentleness, is introduced in any matter, it beautifies it. Whenever rifq is removed from any matter, it vilifies it, it makes it ugly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think he even said, إذا أحب الله بيتا أو أهل بيت أدخل عليهم الرفق, means that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hub for a household, He subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces gentleness in that household, said He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So يدخل الجنة أقوام أفئدتهم كأفئدة الطير. There shall enter Jannah people whose قلوب, whose أفئدة, plural of فؤاد, are like the أفئدة, the hearts of birds. Subhanallah. Tells us Allah SWT and warns us again concerning certain qulub of Bani Adam, certainly not in the category of qalb ajrad, an emptied qalb from the presence of other than that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the qalb of the mu'min. But it would be in the category of the qalb of a kafir, or the qalb of a munafiq, or perhaps a hybrid between the two. This is in some longer hadith that perhaps some of you are familiar with, and maybe all of you, Allah Ta'ala alam. When Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he told us himself, about matters of evil, while others ask him about matters of good most of the time, in order that he keeps away from the evil. And in one of those encounters, he radiallahu ta'ala an asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about days to come. In other words, what were some of the prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning the future of this ummah. And in part of that hadith, he said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that after this khayr, this blessing, this ni'mah, this grace, this bounty, this good, that the Muslims in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of the Sahaba, were enjoying, alhamdulillah, he said, and will there be after this khayr, evil, sharr? He said, yes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told him about a few things, and then he inquired of him, will there be, ya Rasulullah, after that shar, that evil, khayr? وَهَلْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الشَّرِّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ قَالَ نَعَمْ وَفِيهِ دَخَنٌ قُلْتُ وَمَا دَخَنُهُ قَالَ قَوْمٌ يَسْتَنُّونَ بِغَيْرِ سُنَّتِي قَالَ قَوْمٌ يَسْتَنُّونَ بِغَيْرِ سُنَّتِي. This first part of the answer of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to Hudhayfa رضي الله تعالى عنه pertaining to the part of the question, will there be a time of shar, evil if you will, of things that are displeasing for Muslims if you will, unpleasant, after this khair, after this na'im, after this grace and goodness? He replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, وَفِيهِ دَخَنْ, although it is clouded. خَيْر, but clouded, not pure خَيْر. Times and difficulties and of unpleasant things in it also, spread here and there. فِيهِ دَخَنْ. قُلْتُ وَمَا دَخَنُ. Then I inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hudhayfa is saying, رضي الله تعالى عنه, what is the origin and the source of this dakhan, of this cloudiness, of this lack of clarity, of this lack of pure khayr? Qala, he replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qawmun yastannuna bighayri sunnati. That is, there will be people among this ummah, ahlu qibla, ahlu la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah, but they will not be living in accordance to my sunnah, my ways. لا يستنون بسنتي. They do not take my ways in the way they should live their lives, in the way of ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the way of the approach to life, the approach to right and wrong, how to solve matters of wrong. The method also of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of his sunnah. Sunnah is a path, is a way. لا يستنون بسنتي. In terms of what and in terms of how. What to do and how to do. What to worship and how to worship. إلى غير ذلك. لا يستنون بسنتي. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said after that, وَسَيَقُومُ فِيهِمْ رِجَالٌ قُلُوبُهُمْ قُلُوبُ الشَّيَاطِينِ فِي جُثْمَانِ إِنْسِ. وَسَيَقُومُ فِيهِمْ, and there shall rise amongst them, perhaps to prominence, perhaps to power, رِجَالٌ, man whose hearts are like the hearts of devils. He didn't say even like. Tashbih bidun, you know, a comparison without grammatical tool directly. قلوبهم قلوب الشياطين. Their hearts are the hearts of shayateen in the bodies of humans. Few days ago when we spoke about, or was it yesterday, when we spoke about the different states of the nufus, and nafsu shaytaniya, and nafsu shaytaniya, and here's a text amongst others that indicates that state, والعياذ بالله, of being person whose qalb is completely taken over by the nafs shaytaniya, and it becomes a qalb shaytani. قلب عفوا رجال قلوبهم قلوب الشياطين. By the way they are, the way they feel, the way they act, والعياذ بالله, like shaitan, including the desire for lordship and the desire for power, but also deception, also lying, deceiving, and arrogance and vanity, and hypocrisy. These are characteristics of wal'iyad billah shaytan. He deceives. Shaytan deceives, wal'iyad billah. Shaytan is arrogant, wal'iyad billah. Shaytan lies, wal'iyad billah. And these are characteristics of a qalb that is shaytani, wal'iyad billah. So he tells us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sayaqubu fihim fi halati hadha ad-dakhan, in the state of lack of pure khair, there will be also people, man whose qulub are like the qulub of the shayateen, wal'iyad billah. In another text conveying a similar dangerous concept to us, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for safety and to beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from our own selves and from ending up wal'iyad billah wa ma ya'lamu, and it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows the future of any one of us, how we will end up. يخرج في آخر الزمان رجال يختلون الدنيا بالدين. رجال يختلون الدنيا بالدين, يختلون يعني يطلبون الدنيا بالدين. يلبسون للناس جلود الضأن من اللين. يلبسون للناس جلود الضأن من اللين. ألسنتهم أحلى من السكر وفي رواية العسل. وقلوبهم قلوب الذئاب. يقول الله عز وجل أبي يغترون أم علي يجترئون. فبي حلفت لأبعثن على أولئك منهم فتنة تدع الحليم منهم حيرانا. Says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of this text: there shall come or arise in the end of times man will seek dunya with deen, will seek wealth and power and authority and fame, the elements of dunya, al-mal wal-jah. They will seek that, they will try to earn that, they will try to have that using their deen, using deen, faith, religion. يَلْبَسُونَ لِلنَّاسِ جُلُودَ الضَّأْنِ مِنَ اللِّينِ. In other words, when they face people, when they talk to people, when they are with people, when they teach people, they would wear for people, to gain the jah of people, that is, and what people have, for they want dunya. They wear for people sheepskins or lamb skins out of softness. That is, they show a very soft face, a very soft appearance, like a young lamb is soft. Skin of a young lamb is soft. Their tongues are sweeter than sugar, and in a variance are sweeter than honey. And their hearts are hearts of wolves. Their hearts are hearts of wolves. beasts, predators, predatory qalb. Predatory qalb, predatory nafs, in the skin, in the face, in the appearance of a lamb. يقول الله عز وجل, Allah عز وجل says about them, أبي يغترون. Al-ghurur is when we overestimate our strength and our abilities and capacities. أبي يغترون, in other words, are they estimating themselves in comparison to me, above me? أبي يغترون, their strength, is it above mine? أبي يغترون أم علي يجترئون, or do they show audacity in my face? Are they audacious so that they do things in my presence? Or are they estimating themselves more powerful than me? فبي حلفت, I swear by me. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I swear by me, I shall unleash against those amongst them a fitna, again, an affliction, a trial, a test, that shall even leave the most forbearing amongst them in wonder. اللهم إنا نعوذ برضاك من سخطك وبمعافاتك من عقوبتك ونعوذ بك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا مصرف القلوب يا مقلب القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك طاهر قلوبنا من كل دنس يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We take our recess and we'll resume inshallah in few minutes.